Porn should not be your goal. "Don't defile the marriage bed" is often quoted and just as often misunderstood as a biblical passage. My intention here isn't to provide a fully fleshed out exegesis on the passage, but I do want to hammer down pretty hard on one particular application. Porn has ruined sex for a lot of good marriages. Sex is a good gift from God, and God has given it to us to enjoy, see Song of Songs, and as a means of bringing forth life to fulfill the creation mandate, filling and subduing the earth. So according to God, sex is good. The problem that we run into in this aspect, and all aspects of creation, is taking a good thing and making it into a god. In other words, rather than receiving it as a gift from God, we make it the center of our existence. This is pretty easily demonstrated in our current culture. I don't think you could watch a series or movie today without seeing some form of sexual reference. Even children's movies today carry inside jokes about sex that the adults in the room guffaw at to the hopeful ignorance of their children. Not only that, we separate an entire month as a society as holy for the celebration of sexual idolatry. Idolatry that has gone so far as to completely reject the sexual ethic given to us in the Bible, one man and one woman in marriage, and replace it with a myriad of other options, including pedophilia and bestiality. And in this over-sexualized culture, pornography is running rampant. Over 40 million adults in America are considered regular users of porn sites. 40 million! That's more than 10% of the population. Think about that. 10% of your neighbors are regular porn users, and about 70% have used it within the last year. We are awash in the porn culture. Even if we aren't active users, even if you haven't used it, this is still the water that we swim in as a culture. Nearly everyone around us operates with a pornified brain. And as a result, we've turned our bedrooms into want-to-be porn studios. Porn has told us that every sexual experience must be the tip-top, emotion-jarring, life-changing thing. And as a result, if it isn't, we think we're broken. The pornified culture we live in other words, only presents sex as a mechanism to an erotic experience, a means to a dopamine hit. And here's the next bit. If your view of sex is simply as a mechanism of acquiring a larger and larger dopamine hit, you are perpetually going to desire to upgrade your sexual experience. Our culture at large will even tell you that if you aren't having a life-changing experience in the bedroom, then maybe you should try new things. Sexual pleasure is king, after all. This is the mechanism through which things like couples viewing pornography together, role-playing, and sodomy enter the bedroom. The centrality of sex over Christ. Sex is wonderful, and sex is also fun, but sex isn't the center of your universe. God is. Not every sexual experience has to be the tip of the top. Bear with me as I illustrate. Food is a good gift from God, and as a result, food is good. But when we abuse food, what is made to sustain us can actually kill us. If we treated every meal we ate as though it should be greater than the previous, well, our caloric intake would go through the ceiling. We'd probably be able to hear our arteries clogging. Food should be celebrated and received as a good gift, and as a result, we thank God for it. But sometimes, lunch is a sandwich, and that's good. Notice I didn't say good enough, but good. Steak dinners are great. Seven-course meals are amazing. But sandwiches are good too. Gluttony is a sin that will send us to death and hell, and so is the pornification of the marriage bed. Sex is a wonderful gift, and often it is a mechanism to love and serve our spouse and strengthen our marriages. But if we make it the center of our marriage, the purpose of our marriage, then we are only going to be destroying our marriage. Don't pornify your marriage. Don't look for the next higher high, or feel as though the sexual experience must be this great and life-altering moment every time. Enjoy each other, and enjoy being enjoyed. Thank God for His good gifts, and keep your marriage beds pure and undefiled.